Please proceed.
Very well, we appreciate.
Oh, wait, we have no Republican member. I'm sorry,
I think we can hear it and.
Well, my policy is that we don't hear it without a Republican here. At least we give them a chance to be here. So I'm going to, I'll give them a couple minutes. Can the sergeants please call the Republican members and tell them we need somebody here?
Who's on? I'll go get them.
Runner.
To Runner.
Only Runner?
No, Runner and
Cogdale.
McClintock. Bring Runner, please.
Send a Runner for Runner.
Call the roll. Thank you, Pat. Here.
Orpeza present. Cogdale. Alquist.
Here.
Alquist present. Machado.
I'm here.
Machado present. McClintock.
Thank you.
Runner.
Here.
Runner present. Scott.
Here.
Scott present. Wiggins.
Hi.
Wiggins present.
Present.
We have a quorum, and our author is probably gathering that other member, but I wish she would just.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you just see if she's in the hallway and tell her we're cool and come on in? There she is. You are.
Senator McClintock. You are. During our meeting here.
You are a multi-purpose senator.
Nobody grabs
them
like me. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you, committee members and Mr. Runner for showing up. SB 153 will allow two people who co-own a home together to stave off a property tax increase when there is the death of one individual. This is similar to a courtesy that is afforded legally married couples in the state of California to not compound a family's grief with a tax burden. And we respectfully ask for your aye vote in continuing this policy.
I move the bill.
There's a motion. Any witnesses in support?
Alice Kessler with Equality California. We're the sponsor. Just very briefly on the background, this would protect discrete but very important groups of people. Same-sex couples, there are some that, are still catching up with the changing legal landscape on these issues, and we just don't want them to suffer a crippling tax increase at the time that they're dealing with the loss of a loved one, but obviously it protects other groups, elderly brothers and sisters that may hold property together. I think the state's policy should be to keep those folks in their homes, so urge your aye vote.
I do, too. Thank you.
I'll try to be brief. Alan LaFosso with Board Member Betty Yee's office. She'd be here, but we have a hearing. Board of Equalization.
We know. She's a marvelous board member over there.
Thanks. The staff estimate augurs for the low end of the fiscal estimate. I'll elaborate and otherwise here for questions.
Okay, very good. Any other witnesses in opposition? Support or opposition. All right, seeing none, we'll bring it back.
Senator Runner has a question.
So does Mr. Scott.
Okay.
So I just happened to look over here, but Mr. Runner, do you want to go
first? Well, yeah, sure. Just a question in regards to understand the specific intent, I think, in terms of that, but in terms of the bill. But it seems to me that it's so broad that it's oftentimes kind of a huge loophole for fraud at that point. What are the requirements that individuals would have?
If I may respond, Senator Runner, there was an extensive hearing in the Assembly Rev and Tax Committee that involved this very question. And every assessor who appeared commented that the bill was really very narrow. And if you start to walk through what's required, it's only two individuals who own the property. It's only upon death. It's only if upon death the property is conveyed from one of those individuals to the other individuals. And my
so
earlier
based upon that description you just gave me.
Live together for a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Primary residence. This is what we should turn your attention to. There are a number of stipulations to make sure that this is not an invitation to fraud. They have to prove that they have a common domicile for up to a year. They have to prove that it's their primary residence. They both have to be of record having owned the property.
And the only two people who own the property.
Correct.
And that's verified how?
Well, I think it's...
It's verified through title searches and other documents that...
No, in terms of the conditions that were laid out there in regards to the year, all the other aspects of it. How is that verified?
There is a reference in the bill to requiring an affidavit and some other things that were suggested by assessors.
Affidavit under penalty of perjury?
Yes, sir.
Then the other issue I've got is the, I mean, this is clearly some kind of an attachment and an amendment to Prop 13, which at least in our purview needs a broad, it needs a more than a simple majority vote in order for it to be amended. What's your...
Property tax 13?
Sir, 13. The State Court of Appeals ruled last year on this, this has been an open question, that the legislature has plenary authority to define the term change in ownership under Prop 13, and that question was definitively decided by the courts last year.
With a simple majority?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Scott?
I think that question was answered. I just, you know, thought of the idea of, say, someone who's dying who could then in turn co-own a property with somebody else, and that person gets the break. But you have to have at least a year's common, and then that allays my concern.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Very good. Any other questions or comments from members of the committee? Would you like to close, Ms. Mugden?
No, just merely saying thank you very much for this late-hour hearing and respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Happy to support this important measure of equity. Please call the roll.
Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Cogdill? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. McClintock? Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Wiggins?
Aye.
Wiggins, aye.
5-1.
The bill is out. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We'll leave it on call in case anybody wants to add on. Let's now move to is Mr. Lowenthal here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Senator Lowenthal, welcome. Welcome. Please proceed on your SB 585.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The Low-Income Housing Tax Credit Program is the state's biggest source of capital to develop affordable housing.
Exactly.
The credits induce large equity investments for affordable housing from corporations or individuals who have a significant tax liability. Most of the credits awarded are federal tax credits. California, however, has augmented the program with its own state tax credits. Under current law, when state and federal credits are awarded to a project, those credits must ultimately be used by the same investor. Those taxpayers who do not have state tax liabilities are not interested in investing in projects that receive state tax credits. As a result, there is less demand for state credits, and the affordable housing developers receive less investment for each dollar of credit. SB 585 allows for state and federal low-income housing tax credits to be utilized by separate investments. We call this the bifurcation of the tax credits. By making these tax credits attractive to investors who have only a state tax liability, bifurcation will enlarge the pool of prospective investors, thereby increasing demand for and ultimately the value of the state's low-income housing tax credits. Affordable housing developers will receive more money to fund their developments for the same amount of state tax credits. I emphasize it's the same amounts. We're not increasing the amount of the existing state tax credits. It just allows them to be utilized. This bill is supported by the state treasurer who administers the state the tax credit program, by affordable housing advocates, and by the investors themselves who utilize low-income housing tax credits. Last year, this committee supported an almost identical bill, SB 713, with a unanimous vote. And normally I have this, Diane Stanton on behalf of Treasurer Lockyer, but on such short notice she was not able to be here. So I have my trusty consultant, Mark Stivers, to answer any and all questions.
Senator Machado, move the bill. There's a motion. Any questions? questions or comments? Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, let's call the roll.
Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Cogdill? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. McClintock? Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Wiggins?
Aye.
Wiggins, aye. 6-0.
Very well, that measure is out. Congratulations.
Thank you, Senator.
The meeting is adjourned.